AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Tomorrow morning, the Confederate flag comes down from South Carolina State House. Governor Nikki Haley signed the bill after hours of debate last night.
We are a state that believes in tradition. We're a state that believes in history. We're a state that believes in respect. So we will bring it down with dignity, and we will make sure that it is put in its rightful place.
She honored the 9 African-American church members who were gunned down last month.
We have all been struck by what was a tragedy that we didn't think we would ever encounter. 9 amazing people that forever changed South Carolina's history.
The NCAA is announcing that it will end a nearly 15-year ban against South Carolina hosting championship events. Secretary of State John Kerry is showing signs of frustration with the nuclear talks with Iran. He told reporters if tough decisions don't get made, the U.S. is prepared to walk. 21 million people were impacted by the data breach of U.S. government computers. That is many more than first estimated. Homeland Security's Andy Osment explains how hackers got in.
The adversary broke into the OPM network via a compromised credential, a username and password of a contractor. And from within the OPM network, they were able to move to the Department of Interior network.
Greece's government has met its latest deadline. It submitted proposed reforms to the head of the Eurogroup, which will be considered by European leaders this weekend. Police in Boston have added earrings to a computer-generated image of an unidentified young girl. Her remains were found in a trash bag on a Boston Harbor beach. Former prosecutor Rosanna Carileo hopes that helps.
Whoever does know her might know what happened and might not be the person who wants to come forward. There might be something that they're guilty of.
Stocks closed slightly higher today after Thursday losses. This is AP Radio News. After all the excitement from the Women's World Cup Soccer Championship, New York City is ready to toast the champions.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said the city had no plan in advance to honor the national women's soccer team. But once they captured the World Cup for the first time since 1999, a parade up the route traced by Charles Lindbergh and John Glenn became the obvious tribute.
When people said, hey, we should do this, this belongs in New York City, this is an extraordinary moment in American history, it didn't take us long to say, hey, you're right.
Ordinarily, a mayor waits at City Hall at the parade's end to welcome the honorees. This time de Blasio will ride in the parade himself, an experience he expects will be, in his words, magical. Warren Levinson, New York.
Florida Senator Bill Nelson says he has prostate cancer. The 72-year-old Democrat and former astronaut says he'll have surgery on Monday. He issued a statement saying that he's blessed with good health and that he looks forward to continuing to serve in the Senate. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.